From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. Hello everyone, my name is Jake Longwell. It's good to have you with us for another hour of the best in jazz. We'll open the program this time with a track that was recorded in the spring of 1964 and released on Blue Note Records. It's tenor saxophonist Joe Henderson in a quintet with Kenny Dorham on trumpet, McCoy Tyner on piano, Richard Davis on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. The album is called In and Out, one of Joe Henderson's classic Blue Note releases, and we'll hear the title track, In and Out. That's a track from pianist Aaron Diehl, last name spelled D-I-E-H-L, from a 2013 release on Mac Avenue Records called The Bespoke Man's Narrative. Aaron Diehl on piano, Warren Wolf on vibes, David Wong on bass, and Rodney Green rounding out the quartet on drums. This quartet has been likened to the classic MJQ, Modern Jazz Quartet, which featured Milt Jackson on vibes and John Lewis on piano. We listened to Aaron Diehl's rendition of Moonlight in Vermont. Before that, going all the way back to 1933 for a piano solo from Joe Sullivan. It was called Gin Mill Blues, and that was originally issued, of course, on a 78 RPM disc, but it was made available in 1983 as part of an LP called The Golden Age of Jazz of the 30s. Some classic blues, big band, and swing jazz from 1933 to 1935 assembled on this record, including Benny Goodman, Joe Venuti, Bunny Berrigan, and the piano solo we heard from Joe Sullivan. I doubt very much that this album ever made it to CD release, but it's worth tracking down if you're a fan of vintage jazz of that era. And we got things underway this time with Joe Henderson on tenor sax, leading his quintet through In and Out, a 1964 recording, and that's also the title of the album. We'll open this set of the Jazz Scene with more music recorded in the 60s. This time, a trio out of the UK, the Mike Taylor Trio. Mike Taylor on piano, Jack Bruce, the legendary rock bassist, sharing bass duties here with Ron Rubin, and drummer John Heisman, who would later go on to be the drummer in many English progressive rock and jazz fusion bands. Their album is simply entitled Trio, and we'll hear their unique take on the Jerome Kern Oscar Hammerstein composition, All the Things You Are. Thank you.
a piece of paper. Sit down, got another letter to write. Think hard, got to get the letter just right. There's a ringing on the telephone. Oh no, gotta write a little later. No such thing as tomorrow. Only one, two, three, go. Time, got the time tick, tick, ticking in my head. Got the time tick, tick, ticking in my head. Got the time tick, tick, ticking in my head. I don't know, only know I gotta go now. No time, gotta get a watch repaired. No time, never got a thing to wear. Hear the ringing of the telephone. No, no, hear the ringing in my head now. No such thing as tomorrow. Only one, two, three, go. Time, got the time tick, tick, ticking in my head. Got the time tick, tick, ticking in my head. Got the time tick, tick, ticking in my head.
That's a track from English guitarist Peter White, one of the prominent guitarists in smooth contemporary jazz. From a 1993 release called Promenade, we heard Boulevard. Before that, Canadian pianist and vocalist Brenda Earle Stokes, and a track from her 2014 album entitled Right About Now. She's joined, on this track anyway, by Steve Cardenas on guitar, Matt Aronoff on bass, and Jordan Pearlson on drums. And it was her take of a Joe Jackson tune, Got the Time. And we began the set with the Mike Taylor Trio from their album Trio, first released as an LP by Columbia in 1967, and it was released several decades later on CD by a label called Impressed Repressed. We listened to All the Things You Are. You are tuned to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Don't forget you can email the program anytime with your questions, comments, and music requests. The email address is qualityradioproductions@yahoo.com. Also, check out our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. For our final set, we will begin with a duo, Bill Mays on piano and Ray Drummond on bass, from a 1990 recording on Digital Music Productions called One to One. This is Together Wherever We Go. Thank you. That's a trio fronted by vibraphonist Red Norvo. Red, a longtime friend and associate of Frank Sinatra, in the early 50s, he created a rather innovative trio and thus a very innovative sound in modern jazz, comprised of vibes, guitar, and bass. The guitarist was Tal Farlow, and the bassist was Charles Mingus. Tal Farlow would go on later in the 50s to form his own unique trio with Eddie Costa on piano and Vinnie Burke on bass, another drummerless trio. This is from an album called The Chronological Red Norvo, 1950 to 1951, featuring several classic sides with this unique trio. We have recording dates and locations for most of the sides, but the last few tracks on this CD don't have any recording dates or locations listed, so they're most likely unknown, but we do know that they were recorded at some time during either 1950 or 1951. We listened to the Duke Ellington-associated piece, Mood Indigo. It's part of a larger series of recordings from the Classics record label, their chronological series featuring a lot of classic recordings, in many cases in chronological order, from well-known jazz artists. I'm not sure if these CDs are still in print, but if they are, they're well worth tracking down, including that volume in the Chronological Red Norvo series. Before that, from 1955, a quintet co-led by Elmo Hope on piano and Frank Foster on tenor sax, with Freeman Lee on trumpet, also Art Taylor on drums, and John Orr, the bass player. From the album Hope Meets Foster, we heard Shut Out, and we got things underway this time with a track from 1990, and the duo of Bill Mays on piano and Ray Drummond on bass, Together Wherever We Go, from the CD 1-to-1. And that's all the time we have for this hour of the Jazz Scene. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I look forward to being with you again very soon for another hour of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.